Delta Airlines has announced a merger with Northwest Airlines. The announcement came late today. If approved, the merger would create the world's largest airline, and it would be based in Atlanta. NPR's Kathy Lohr joins us now from Atlanta with the latest. Kathy, what do we know?
Delta issued a release saying it has reached an agreement with Northwest and that the airline will have a combined value of more than $17 billion. This comes after officials from the two airlines have been meeting and talking off and on for months. The new airline, as you mentioned, will be based in Atlanta and have offices in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, in New York, and overseas. Now, part of the reason for the merger is the higher fuel prices that have been plaguing airlines now for the past year. Many carriers have been searching for solutions. Four in the past couple of weeks have gone bankrupt or stopped flying altogether. And now this Delta and Northwest merger is another attempt to deal with the situation.
Kathy, I assume this merger makes financial sense for both these airlines. Why these two airlines, though, in this merger?
There still has to be antitrust approval, as with any merger, but Delta is quick to point out that this is a pro-competitive merger because there's so little overlap in the nonstop routes that the two airlines serve. So of the 1,000 routes that both airlines currently fly, they're only directly competitive on 12 of them. Now, Delta flies mainly in the south and east and has expanded its international destinations, in fact, just adding China recently. And Northwest covers the Midwest and has an extensive Asian network. Now, Delta and Northwest were already in a partnership involving frequent flyer miles. That's the awards program that passengers accrue for flying with the airlines. So this was kind of a natural combination of the two.
As a company, do we have a sense of what the new Delta will look like?
In a way, Michelle, we do. The new airline will be called Delta, and Delta's CEO, Richard Anderson, will be the CEO of the new combined airline. They say they'll operate a fleet of 800 aircraft and employ 75,000 people worldwide. Now, the company say the merger will improve their efficiency and increase their international presence. But there's a series of briefings to investors and to the media beginning tomorrow morning that should give us some further details.
These two airlines have been in merger talks on and off for months, so why has this taken so long?
One of the main reasons is that the pilots' union for the two airlines couldn't agree on seniority issues. And the reason that's important is because seniority at the airlines involves which pilots are able to fly the best routes, get the best schedules, and therefore the best pay. The latest on this is that pilots from both Delta and Northwest are still trying to reach an agreement before the merger is approved. But the fact that they announced the deal tonight is seen as a major step forward in getting a deal.
So the company will be based in Atlanta. Good news for that city. What about other major hubs for Northwest, places like Detroit and Minneapolis?
I'm not sure we know yet. I think we'll find out more tomorrow. At this point, they say they're not closing any hubs, but I don't know what that means for how many flights would operate out of those places.
NPR's Kathy Lohr in Atlanta. Thanks so much, Kathy.
My pleasure.